You're welcome back. Well, as Donald Trump announced fresh tariffs on more than 90 countries, members of the trade forum set up by the government have been meeting in Dublin. The gathering was called after Washington and the EU reached agreement on a 15% tax on most exports to the US. Businesses say that uncertainty remains about what exactly will happen and when. For the most part, the new US duties will take effect on Thursday of next week. Across the globe, they range from 10 to 50%. Speaking this afternoon, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, gave a preliminary assessment of the impact of the new tariffs on the Irish economy.
What is clear is the initial expectation is still that the economy will grow. And that new jobs will be created, albeit both at a lower rate. In fairness to everybody involved, there's a number of variables that just aren't known yet. So for example, when do pharma tariffs come in? President Trump has talked about phasing them in. Is that the case, or does the 15% come in more quickly? What actually happens in terms of the number of zero for zero, the number of exempted products? And of course, Ireland is a small open economy that's very dependent on the overall global economic outlook. And we saw President Trump last evening hike tariffs at a much, much higher rate on many other parts of the world. How does that play out and work its way out in the coming days? So there are a number of variables. This is a very dynamic situation.
Simon Harris, Danny McCoy of IBEC, the business organisation, expressed concern over any difference in tariff rates between the North and South.
Well, I think stability hopefully is coming now, at least we know the number. I guess one dimension here, though, is on the island, the Windsor framework, which we put a lot of effort in, has potentially come under strain now with the UK at 10% and the EU at 15%. So one of the issues, I think, for the day is that that's controllable. We need to, you know, do what we can on this island. I think that's probably the important point today.
On his way into the trade forum, Neil MacDonald of ISME, the Small and Medium Enterprises Association, was asked if supports were needed for small businesses.
Well, it's not a matter of what we're calling for. We just want to understand what we're going to experience going forward. On the small business side, most of our people are involved in either whiskey export, confectionery, fancy goods and chocolates. As of yesterday, we hear a change in tariff rates announced for Canada. So really, small businesses can't plan in an environment like that. We don't expect government to have all the solutions, but what we do expect them to recognise is that small businesses have a really significant problem planning what they're going to do in this environment.
Let's pick up on some of those issues with our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy. David, the deal between the EU and the US was announced last Sunday night, but as we were hearing there, not all of the questions have been answered.
No, they haven't. And really what's happened is we've had a flurry of announcements overnight from the White House, various rates for various countries. And if you look at it, certainly the EU, its deal doesn't seem to be as bad as, for instance, Canada being hit with 35%, India 25%, and Switzerland 39%. Having said that, there are unanswered questions. For example, there was discussion about whether or not spirits could be part of a zero for zero trade arrangement and wines. It's not yet clear what's going to happen there. Secondly, we've got to see whether or not businesses are happy with the deal. Are they going to start investments? Are there paused projects which are now going to be reignited? And also exactly what's going to happen with areas which are included in the zero for zero tariffs, like aviation and medical technology devices. So still a lot of questions to be answered.
Let's turn to a big, big industry, the pharmaceutical industry. Now, the government says pharma companies exporting to the US will face a tariff of no more than 15%. But again, there isn't complete clarity on this issue.
That's right. So it looks at the moment that most tariffs are going to kick in on August the 7th. However, in relation to pharmaceuticals, they're subject to a Section 232 investigation in the United States. In simple terms, this is to investigate whether or not the US's reliance on some of its pharmaceuticals being supplied by other countries has a national security concern. As a result, it looks as if we'll have to wait for that investigation to play out before the new tariff from pharmaceuticals kicks in. the expectation is that it could take another 2 weeks or so, and it may be a similar situation for the manufacturer of computer chips. So broadly, it looks as if there will be a tariff of up to 15% on computer chips and pharmaceuticals, which could happen in about 2 weeks or so.
Also, another issue we heard raised there a moment ago, the fact that companies north and south will now be paying different levels of duty.
That's right. So obviously this ties in with the fact that Britain has left the EU under Brexit. The UK has a tariff agreement, broadly speaking, of around 10%, the EU of 15%. So obviously there's a 5% differential there. Will that result in some people seeking to try to exploit that? Now, Simon Harris was asked about this just before lunch, and what he said was it's not as simple as that. For example, in relation to pharmaceuticals, the EU has it in writing, there'll be a maximum tariff of 15%. The UK doesn't have that locked off yet. He said in relation to, for example, butter, butter going from the EU will be taxed at 15%. Going from the UK, it's taxed at 26%. So it's not 100% clear in relation to everything that Britain, and by default, the north of Ireland, has an advantage. So there's a lot yet to be answered.
David, thank you. David Murphy there.